China's foreign ministry has rejected allegations of seeking to meddle in U.S. congressional elections. Foreign ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said that Beijing does not interfere in other countries' internal affairs. He added the international community is clear about which country interferes most in other countries' affairs. The Chinese diplomat also urged the U.S. to stop doing things that damage relations with China. On Wednesday, the U.S. president accused China of interfering in the upcoming November elections against his administration. Donald Trump told the Security Council meeting that Beijing does not, or does so, out of anger at his aggressive trade policy. China's foreign minister, however, denied the accusations as baseless.
China has always adhered to the policy of non-interference in the internal affairs of other countries. It's a tradition of China's foreign policy, which has won widespread praise from the international community. We did not, do not, and will not interfere in the internal affairs of any country, and we do not accept any groundless accusations made against China.
Wang also urged other countries to follow the principles of the United Nations Charter, which forbids interference in any nation's internal affairs. Washington and Beijing are embroiled in a trade war initiated by Trump. The latest round of U.S. tariffs targeted $200 billion of Chinese products. China hit back by imposing levies on $60 billion of U.S. goods. Inar Tangen is an author and columnist who joins us from Beijing. Welcome. So first of all, do you agree with what the U.S. president has said and the accusations that was leveled against China? And more importantly, what is the ulterior motive to present that at this forum in the form and manner that Trump did? It looks like he may be after something behind that statement.
I think you have to look at this in terms of he's catering to his base. I mean, he has real difficulties with Kavanaugh nomination, with Mueller, with defections on his inner team. These books have been coming out. And this is just merely a way of distracting, drawing out all the oxygen away from discussions about his other problems. And it's been quite successful for him. His base loves it. They think that he's being strong and he's handling the press. The rest of the world is aghast, with many wondering if he is competent to remain president.
Do you think that, I mean, not to make a comparison, but I would think it's appropriate, when it came to Russia and the accusations that leveled against Russia, which was followed by many rounds of sanctions, that the U.S. may be on that path when it comes to China and the accusation that it's just leveled against China?
No, I mean, Donald Trump, if you notice during his entire speech, he never said anything directly bad about Russia. He did make some references that, you know, he's been tough and all this type of thing. But, I mean, with China, it seems it's very clear that he wants to destroy what he sees as a competing economic model. All of his sanctions are going to be driving American companies or in companies that want to sell in America out of China. This is his hope. Unfortunately, they will not be going back to China. I mean, the American Chamber of Commerce here in China did a survey. Only 6% of the existing companies said that they were even considering going back to the U.S. The rest said if they left China, they would go to other places like Vietnam, Bangladesh, Indonesia, where it's significantly cheaper to operate, especially when it comes down to land, building, and labor.
Thank you very much for that, Inar Tangen, author and columnist, talking to us from Beijing.